And welcome into our audio cast for this Friday, December 14th, 2007, from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety. And today we're speaking with Kate Hanai, Executive Director for the Coalition for Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. Kate, thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Good to be here.
Today we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about a recent story on AvWeb that you guys are offering cash for your airline horror video. And I can't wait to get to that. But Kate, for the benefit of our listeners who don't know your background, I think I've seen you on Fox News and some other channels, but for their benefit, tell us a little bit about when and why you decided to found this organization.
Well, thank you. You know, our event was pretty horrifying, and I think it alliterates the true problems that have erupted with air travel and how the airlines have begun to regard or disregard their passengers. My family travels a lot, and we were actually on our way to Mobile, Alabama from San Francisco, and my husband was going to do some work in Mobile, some wine programs actually at a resort there, in exchange for us having a vacation. And all of us together, we were very excited about all being together, and we were headed from San Francisco to Dallas-Fort Worth, and we were diverted because there was some legitimately bad weather at Dallas-Fort Worth, and our jet, along with 123 other jets, were diverted that night, all at the same airline, to different airports in and around Texas, and put down like ill animals, I should say, and left out on these penalty boxes that they refer to them as, with no plan to ever let any of the planes go into a gate. And our plane sat for 9 hours and 17 minutes on the tarmac before my pilot pulled into a gate without permission, and that was the beginning, actually, of a three-day horror story for us, which I know was replicated for 4,600 other people that were on our jets that night and who all had similar circumstances over the next few days. And then when people tried to get American Airlines to compensate them by way of hotel vouchers or to explain how it was that they could hold you on a jet that long without providing any potable water or food or adequate temperature control or hygienic toilets or adequate medical attention, we simply got no answer. And the horrifying reality of it is that there is no law against what they did. They have the right to hold you indefinitely if it's a weather-related event, and they get to determine what is or isn't weather wherever your plane is. So even though your plane might be sitting in perfectly good weather, they can determine that you are not able to move or go to a gate, and it was entirely an economic decision on their part not to allow any of those 124 jets to go to gate.
And how was that an economic decision?
Well, they were mitigating, you know, the choice. Of course, it costs them money to have these jets not be where they're supposed to go. And that's been a lot of the arguments that I've had. But it cost them even more money to allow passengers to get off in the wrong cities and have to refund their money.
I see.
And then get their bags off. The passenger may migrate to a different airline. They may rent a car. They may want hotel vouchers. And that particular night, there were no employees in any of these diversion airports because it was a holiday weekend. So they would have had to call in people to all of these airports, which they did not do.
So you guys were getting about the same consideration as the baggage in the hold down below then.
Even worse. Actually, the pilots asked if any of us had animals in the cargo hold. And no one on our plane did, but the plane next to us did. And we looked out the window at one point, and this was a salient moment for me. I looked out the window. There happened to be a thunderstorm that moved through Austin right at this moment. It was dark. There was a flash of lightning. It was a dramatic moment. It hit a transformer on the tarmac and blew the power out briefly around us. So it was pitch black, but there was these flashes of lightning moving through. And there were actually passengers from an adjacent aircraft walking their dogs on the tarmac. Is that not horrifying?
So the animals were given relief, but not you guys.
Correct. And so, you know, all of these things added up to a great deal of passenger frustration. And then after our event, of course, JetBlue happened. And then what a lot of people probably don't realize is that these events continued to happen all throughout this year, up until actually Thanksgiving, when the airlines made a commitment not to have it happen over the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they started discussing with the president, well, let's open up the military airspace. Please, we need some help. And they added more employees just for the holidays. So it's actually a temporary relief.
Do you think that actually did some good?
Well, I do believe that it helped some over the Thanksgiving holiday. It was a five-day plan over the Thanksgiving holiday, which he may or may not implement again over the Christmas and New Year's holiday, so we're waiting to see if he does. But I just got a call last night from a woman who was stranded December 1st with her premature twins and her five-year-old who was ill on the plane, and she was 7 hours on the tarmac in Chicago, and she and her family, so all five of them. And it was a horrifying experience, and she was not given any potable water or food. And she needed water to mix the formula for her premature babies. The way she refers to the event and talks about how they were treated by the flight attendants is absolutely hideous. And finally, the pilot, after 7 hours of her son being ill, allowed their family off, but only their family.
Wow. For me personally, there would come a point when I would say, keep the money, just let me off the plane.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. And she actually... what she said was, call an ambulance. Call an ambulance and come out and get me. My son is having a hard time breathing now. He's been vomiting so much.
And did they respond to that?
Well, that's when the pilot finally said, I'm going to allow you off. And when the other passengers started yelling and screaming about why was he allowing her family off, but not the rest of them, the pilot said to the plane, this is a medical emergency, and they're not going to get to go to Albany. And when she said, yes, we should be still allowed to go to Albany if the plane is actually going to leave. And he said, no, you won't be allowed back on the plane and you will not get your bags.
Wow. So, all right. You've actually gotten some political traction there in Washington. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we have gotten political traction in Washington and the state of New York. So in Washington, we have a passenger bill of rights that has been voted up through the House of Representatives with a great deal of success, and it's actually been voted through the floor and is ready for conference, which is where the Senate and the House would normally come together and then decide how much of that stays and how much of it doesn't based on what the Senate wants. The Senate has voted theirs up through the Aviation Subcommittee, which is the first step, but that's where it stalled at this point. And it's not stalled because of us. It's stalled because of other issues in the FAA reauthorization bill. So right after the first of the year, we're going to do some things with a few other groups that very badly want the FAA reauthorization bill to be kickstarted and form a united front and see if we can't get this bill pushed through quickly and up onto the president's desk, hopefully by the end of January, so that we can get it signed, which really would be a record for any kind of passenger rights.
Right
now, we've set records because no one's ever gotten anything even marked up and out of
right.
the Aviation Subcommittee, but that's not enough. We actually have to get it done or it's meaningless.
It's amazing, isn't it? Something like this the people need so badly just gets bogged down. It should just sail through.
It should sail through. And here's what's even more absurd. The New York Passenger Bill of Rights did sail through. And I'm having to fly to Albany on Tuesday because, believe it or not, the airlines are suing the state of New York, trying to prevent the law from taking effect January 1st. And the only thing in the law is the providing of essential needs for passengers, which is after 3 hours that they will have to provide potable water, food, hygienic toilets, and electricity. They're trying to stop the law.
I appreciate that update, and I want to talk to you again in the future and keep up to date on that. But the main reason that we wanted to talk to you today is a story that ran in AvWeb recently. You are offering cash for airline horror videos.
Yes.
So are you encouraging people to take their cameras or video cameras on the planes this holiday season?
You bet. And in fact, we know how challenging it is for people in an event like this to even think about, okay, I've got a videotape or take photos of this horror story that's unfolding before my eyes. So in our effort to encourage them and for them to understand how important it is to document these events with photos, we're offering a $500 first prize for the most dramatic video or photos, and it could be inside an airport or inside an aircraft. Any dramatic event that looks like something that shouldn't be happening, that they're able to capture through media, through photograph or video, or even an audio recording of something that they hear that shouldn't be happening, in their opinion, could be entered. We have a $250 second prize and a $100 third prize, and right now we only have 4 submissions. You know, we're finding that for people it's really challenging for them to think in these moments unless they call us from the tarmac on our hotline and we're able to coach them. They forget, you know, to get out their camera and document it. So hopefully this will be momentum enough for people to remember on these holidays if they're stuck on the tarmac. Get out your camera and document it. Because I'll tell you what, American Airlines denies that our toilets overflowed.
Right.
And if we had a photo of that horrible sight,
right,
there would be no argument.
Now, what are you going to do with these?
Well, what we'll do is we'll have them sign a release to us saying that we own these videos. Then we will go out to the media, and we will submit them to the media. And we'll vet them to the media first and make sure that they're going to be appropriately shown and that it's going to be favorable, of course, to the people that submit them. They'll get credit for their submissions if they want it, but we just don't want to get sued for releasing them to the media. So we'll have to have a release signed by them in order for them to win the prize. And then we have a number of really high-level media sources that have a lot of integrity, that have been following the story very closely, that would be able to show these videos and would help us get a lot of exposure for our legislation.
And Kate, how can folks get in touch with you?
Okay, there's 2 really great ways. One is the hotline, which is 877-359-3776, or our website, which is flyersrights.org.
And that's Kate Hannay. We appreciate her being with us today. Today's audio cast was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Comments on this audio cast welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. For the AvWeb Audio News Team, I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.